And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
Hello, I'm a talker, and you're a listener, and that's a good thing this Thursday. It's second day of May. My goodness, we're flying right along. This weekend is the Kentucky Derby, and the second half of the show today, we're going to have some inside information about the off-track betting at Arizona Downs. Ann McGovern will be here to talk about, will Bob Baffert repeat? We'll see. So we're going to talk about Arizona Downs. Of course, they open up Memorial Day weekend, and our first guest today is going to tell us all about Memorial Day weekend. We have Mary Dillinger from the VA hospital, and I also wanted to mention that the Blues Festival last weekend, we interviewed Scott, and he talked about the Blues Festival and said, oh, no, he's going to be playing this Sunday. The Blues Festival will be up at the Windsock up on Iron Springs Road, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I also want to remind you that this is official hands-free broadcast. So if you're on the Highway 69, officially called the Prescott Valley Prescott International Speedway, slow down. put the thing down there, that Facebook and all that kind of stuff, and sit back, relax, and listen to the Thursday Roundtable on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley Cottonwood, around the world. And other great cities on KQ&A.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Get connected to your medical records with a YRMC Care Connect account. YRMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your YRMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from YRMC or one of its many organizations, including YRMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at YRMCCareConnect.org. Tell your YRMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact YRMC's Health Information Management Department.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yes, another pretty face here on the radio. Chuck Roberts with Mary Dillinger. We were talking during the break that I have heard that if your insurance company finds out that you are on your phone, using your phone, and you were involved in an accident, they may deny your claim.
And I didn't know that, Chuck. That's good because... people should not be using their cell phones while they're driving, whether it's because you don't have a hands-free device and you have the phone in your hand and you're trying to dial or you're texting. It's so dangerous, and just I wish
people
wouldn't
do
it. I do.
We all see it every day. Come on. It's hands-free, folks. Come on. Pay attention. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Chuck. Thank you for having me, as always.
I'm glad to have you here. There's so many things that we want to talk about that's going on at the Northern Arizona
VA healthcare system.
Healthcare system. Oh. Prescott VA, folks. And I have to say, I'm very glad you're getting a lot of glowing reports. You know, the Phoenix VA's had some ups and some downs, but I think, as far as I can tell, Northern Arizona's had some really good press, good things going on. And I know that makes you feel
good. It does. It absolutely does. We are constantly receiving letters and confirmation from veterans that they do enjoy the VA and the care they receive. And of course, there's things that we can work on. And all I ask is that veterans let us know that. I know I've spoken to some veterans at our town hall events, and they'll mention.
We had one last week.
We had a town hall in Cottonwood. Yes, we did. And I love when the veterans come to the town halls. The town halls are for the veterans to let us know. Well, what we can do to help you. Maybe there's a concern you have. Maybe there's an issue. We at our town halls, we have our leadership there. We have our subject matter experts. And the purpose of the town hall is to be heard. And a lot of the veterans that I've spoken with will tell me about an issue or concern they've had. And it's something that's been going on for a while. And we ask, did you bring this up with your primary care? Did you mention this with your doctor? Did you talk to your team? Did you say anything? And they're like, no, I didn't tell them. You got to tell us, because we can't fix what we don't know about. So please don't hesitate to come. Let us know if there is something that you don't like about your care, or something that you want us to fix or improve or change, or even a question. We want to know these things. Yes, we love getting praise that you're happy with your care, but we also like hearing about the things that we can make better.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not a complaint department. It's how can we make things better department.
Yes.
All right, we have so many things to talk about. Let's start off with, of course, Memorial Day events at the VA.
So
I think the county and the city, everybody's going to participate. But tell me a little bit about VA.
So we have our Memorial Day event at the Prescott National Cemetery, which is right across the street from the hospital. And our event is on Memorial Day, which is the 27th of May, and it begins at 11 a.m. And the event at Citizens Cemetery is at 9 a.m., and we purposely have ours at a different time because we know a lot of people like to go to both. Mm-hmm. And so,
I'm going to say right now, the VA cemetery has limited parking, but you will have shuttles from
every year. For every event, we have the cemetery. We have shuttles at the hospital. The shuttles will start at 09, so they're there early, so that you can park over at the hospital, get shuttled over to the cemetery, and then you can either walk up the hill to the top where the ceremony is, or there's another shuttle that'll take you up the hill, whatever works best for you. And if maybe you are able to walk and you don't want to wait, because sometimes there is a little wait for the shuttles depending on what time you get there, the walk across the street, because there's a little tunnel that you go, it's less than a quarter mile. It's not far at all. And
get your cardio in.
Yes, it's honestly, you can get some steps in. It's not far. So if you are able and you don't want to wait for the shuttle, there is another method. And it's just, you just go out the gate and you go across the street. And once you go across the street, you'll see the tunnel. It takes you straight into the cemetery. And our event, you know, just like every year, we have great sponsorship from and support from our veteran service organizations. the Patriot Guard Riders, the American Legion. We had the American Legion Post 6. They're the only honor guard that we have here in Prescott. So we have all those different events. We have a dove release. We have Supervisor Smith from the Everybody County Board of Supervisors, who's going to be our guest speaker.
A veteran.
Who is also an Army veteran, just like us. And so we do have a lot going on at the event so that we can honor all of our veterans. We also have music, live music from local schools. So there'll be children singing. So it's a beautiful event. And each year it does get bigger and bigger, but we still can fit as many people into the cemetery as many people as we have in Prescott and Prescott Valley. So please, and you don't have to be a veteran to attend or a family member. Even if you want to come and see the beautiful cemetery, you're more than welcomed. We, on the Saturday before, which is the 25th of May, that's the day that we will put the flags on the burials at the cemetery. So anybody who wants to come and help us, you know, volunteer some time and put the little flags out of the cemetery that Saturday, you're more than welcome to come. We'll be doing that at, I believe they're starting at 8 a.m. on Saturday, the 25th. They'll be putting flags up.
A lot of remembrances going on throughout Central Yavapai County.
And then there's also
the VA, of course, is, to me, that's what Memorial Day is all about.
Yes. I always tell people it's not just about barbecues.
You have so much paperwork in front of you. I don't know where to go to next. I will say this. While you shuffle your papers and get things in order, if people have any questions at all about what is going on at the Veterans Administration, whether you have it's you or a family member or a neighbor or whatever, you call the VA 445-4860 and say, I want to talk to that lady who's on the radio.
Yeah, I promise you can literally say that. I want to talk to the woman who's on the radio, and the operators all know me and they will connect you to me. I promise. Just like I am the person who is the major point of contact for the Vietnam veteran pins. So I have veterans all the time that just call and say, I need to get one of those Vietnam pins, and the operators will connect
you
right to me.
Mary Dillinger.
They will. They will connect you to me, I promise. And if it's about an event, I will give you the information. If it's about the Vietnam veteran pin, I will set something up. But it's really important that veterans in the area know that, for one, the Vietnam veteran pins, you don't have to be a registered veteran at the VA to get a pin. The pins are for all of our Vietnam era veterans because you served and you deserve to be honored for that. And for the events, our events are all free. Everybody's welcome to our events. You don't have to be a veteran to attend. You can be somebody who's just interested in learning about the VA. Everybody's welcome to all the events that we have.
445-4860.
Yes.
Mary Dillinger. But just say, I want to talk to that lady who's on the radio.
Yes, yeah. And they will connect you to me.
All right, let's go to the summit.
So there is a military and veteran woman summit that the Arizona Department of Veteran Services is putting on in Tempe. It's going to be on June 14th, which for those who don't know, that is Flag Day and the Army's birthday. It starts at 6 p.m. And it's going to be again on Saturday the 15th, starting at 7:30 a.m. So there's a 2-day event. You don't have to attend both days, obviously, but they're having it on 2 different days to accommodate all the people that want to come to this event. So it's at the Tempe Mission Palms. And if you just go to Arizona Department of Veteran Services website, you can learn even more information. There's a link if you'd like to register. You don't have to register, of course. Everybody's welcome. But Arizona Department of Veteran Services is a really good partnership with the VA with getting resources and information out to veterans in the community.
All right. That's one down. This is, I'll tell you what. Let's take a quick time out, and then we'll get organized here because I want to talk about the vet court, veterans that have court appearances they haven't gone to. So let's take a time out, and then we'll come back and talk about that.
Well, one quick thing,
yes,
is
ma'am.
Just that on the 25th, the same day that we're doing the flags, if you are going to donate your time and go to put up the flags, directly after that there's an event at the Harley-Davidson and Mayer, and it's a military appreciation day for veterans. So everybody's welcome to come to that, and that starts at 10 a.m. for those who want to come.
All right. All right. Let's take time out and hear from some of our sponsors. This is the Thursday Roundtable KQ&A, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and around the world, KQNA.com.
that time of year for Arizona's third annual Ultimate Bagger and Custom Motorcycle Show and Concert, hosted at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel in association with Night Owl Productions. Bring the whole family May 18th to see the stunning motorcycles and special performances by Brittany Flores and more. As an added bonus, we are giving away awards and over $5,000 in cash and prizes. Head to CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for more information and to get your tickets now. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been, good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell, and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Congratulations to the class of 2019. Plan your celebration at Augie's. The banquet room at Augie's is available for your graduation party. So do the smart thing. Reserve Augie's private banquet room for your graduation get-together. Call 777-0330 and make reservations for your graduation party. 777-0330. Augie's Frontier Village. The place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And friend of those who want no friend, Chuck Roberts, your jovial host today, Mary Dellinger from the Prescott VA. Just briefly, we're going to go through a whole bunch of things that are going on, but I want to start with Veterans Court.
Okay. So, Veterans Court is something that's been going on with the VA nationally for several years. And we did, just a few years ago, get Veterans Court here in Prescott. We had it out there in Mojave County for a while. We were able to get Prescott City to agree to Veterans Court. And what Veterans Court is, it's an opportunity for veterans who are maybe having some sort of issues. You know, a lot of people don't really understand everything veterans go through. And some veterans are having a hard time when they get back from downrange or just from their time in the service. And so Veterans Court's a way to help some veterans who may have found themselves on the wrong side of the law. And so the VA has a partnership where they help out, and they have a social worker who works with the veteran. And if, you know, can just basic little things, you know, they can't get them off of any major felonies or anything like that, but maybe somebody had a misdemeanor, got in trouble with the law some way or another. They work with the VA and with the Veterans Court to help rehabilitate them, get them on the right path, and get them, you know, the services and the care that they need so that they can get their lives back together.
Okay. And especially, you know, there are so many veteran suicides, more than people know. There's like, what, 12 a day or something like that?
It's 20 a day.
20 a day.
It's 20 a day, but unfortunately,
and I just wonder how some of them are people who are at wit's end and don't know what to do. And you may know somebody in your family or your circle of friends who has an outstanding warrant because they didn't show up for a DUI or they didn't show up for something, and it just boils on them. This is a way for them to decompress and have the system work for them. So
that's exactly what the Veterans Court is for. And yes, it is 20 veterans a day, unfortunately. And the worst part of it is out of that 20, only 6 of those veterans are registered at the VA receiving care. So it means there's 14 veterans out there
every day,
who are not using VA services for one reason or another that could be using them and getting the help that they need. So it's imperative that we stress that the services are there for you, and mental health services and needs like that, there really isn't a minimum requirement or the usual requirements for the health care. If you are in need, even if you have a dishonorable discharge or other than honorable discharge, or you didn't meet the full time and service that most of the benefits of the VA work for. But if you need mental health services, they are there for you through the vet center, through the VA. We have 24/7 services for mental health.
445-4860. That, and you get that number, you ask for Mary, or it has a whole list of punch one for this, two for that. It's time for family to help family.
Definitely. And if maybe it's not you that needs help, maybe it's someone you know, please tell them to reach out, because the worst thing is not being able to do anything for that person. You can reach out to the VA and say, look, it's not me, it's my friend, it's my brother, it's my cousin, my aunt, whoever. What can I do? And we can do our best to help you get the help for that person.
All right. Now, we have a whole litany of things that are going on.
Yes.
The first ever.
First ever baby shower. We've never had a baby shower at the VA, and we're having one. And this doesn't mean that if you're, it's only for the women veterans who are pregnant. It is not. This is for any woman veteran who has had a child in the last year. And so this event is for you. Your male counterparts, of course, are welcome to join you. There'll be light refreshments. There'll be literature and resources available to help you with things that you might need that you weren't aware were available to you. There's also going to be prizes for the people who participate. And it's going to be May 10th from 1:30 p.m. till 4 p.m. And it's going to be in the theater, which is building 15. And the point of contact is Susan. She's our Women's Veterans Coordinator, and she can be reached at 445-4860, and her extension is 6688. And any of the numbers that I'm giving you, if you're driving, don't try to write it down. Please drive safely. Just wait till you get home or tomorrow or whatever, and you call the main hospital and you say, I need to talk to the person who's on the radio. I don't remember her name. I heard her on the radio. My name is Mary, but if you don't remember, that's fine. The operators will connect you, and any questions you have, I can get you to the right person.
Next.
Then next thing is that we have our national VA2K. The VA2K is a walk, roll, run, whatever you want to do. We say
stroll.
Roll. Yes, because we have veterans that live in the community living center who are wheelchair bound, who love doing the VA2K. So we take them in their wheelchairs. They go. Maybe you're a runner and you want to run. Maybe you just want to walk, do a stroll, whatever. But the VA2K is an event that the VA holds so that we can help our homeless veterans. So we ask that people bring donated items, and you can do the VA2K, of course, if you don't have a donated item. But if you have the means to bring a donated item, some of the items that they can use are, you know, a pack of socks, underwear, t-shirts, things like that, that they can always use. They can always use personal hygiene items, things like that. You can bring that with you and put that in the box and go ahead and do the walk. There's bottled water that's provided. There's other resources there to help people learn about healthy living and services that we offer at the VA to help people who maybe want to get healthy or eat right or whatever it might be. So this event, the VA2K, is on May 15th starting at 11 a.m. and it's at the big flagpole on post. So when you go through the campus, you just, after the stop sign, you just keep going straight and you will see the big flagpole on your left. You can't miss it. And that is where the VA2K is, May 15th, 11 a.m. And then I want to remind everybody that we know that the VA system is kind of hard to navigate if you're not familiar with it. And we have a lot of veterans who have been with the VA for years and they didn't know that we had services that they could be using. So we have a veteran orientation that you can go to learn about what care you can get, what, you know, services we offer. There's, you know, caregiver services. If maybe your spouse or somebody's taking care of you, we have services for them. There's so many things that people aren't aware of that we offer. So if you go to the orientation, you can learn a lot about the VA. And the orientations are on the first Monday and third Friday of every month. First Monday, third Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and they are in our library, which our library is building 154. It's right across from the big flagpole I was just talking about. And you can come in. You don't have to register. You just show up and that's it. And we have orientation guidebooks and just a whole lot of things that you can learn about. And then we have our mental health summit, which, you know, here in Arizona, we have something called Be Connected. We're the only state that has Be Connected. It's kind of like an agreement that we have with Arizona Department of Veterans Services and the Arizona Coalition for Military Families to help our veterans in need, our suicide veterans, the, you know, people that we're trying to reach out to let them know about the services that we offer. So the community kind of came together within Arizona to get all the resources we can to help as many veterans as we can, because unfortunately Arizona does have a high number of suicides. So the Mental Health Summit is on May 9th, and it's at 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m., and it's at Emory Riddle, and it's at their student union. And everybody's welcome to come. We like if you can register, because like most events, there's food provided. So if we can get an idea of how many people, then we can make sure we have enough food. So you can register. The registration, you can do it at the Arizona Coalition organization, or you can just type in VA Mental Health Summit in Google, and I guarantee it'll come up. Or you can just call me, Mary, at the VA.
4860.
and we just, want as many people to come as possible, with community partners, the veterans, family members, whoever is interested to learn about the services that we offer. And like I said, there's free food, so that's a reason to go, right?
Yeah.
And then, so the VA, it's new day and age. So we started setting up so that veterans would get text messages about their appointments. Because just like almost everybody in the world, you may have your appointment card and you throw it on the fridge and you forget about it. And you forget your appointments. So now you can get a text message that tells you about your appointments. Well, some of the veterans had voiced their concerns because they have so many different appointments that they have at the VA that when they get that text message, they don't remember which clinic it's with. They're like, is it with the eye clinic? Is it with audiology? Is it my primary care? I don't remember. All the text message would tell them is you have an appointment on this day. So now you have an option. If you would like the actual clinic that you have your appointment with to show up on your text message, you can get that. All you have to do is that when you get that message, that you respond with your 5-digit zip code. And that lets us know that you want to receive the clinic name in your text message. It's that easy. That easy, everybody. So please make sure at the VA that we have your cell phone number, because that's all you need. You don't have to register to get the text messages. You just have to make sure we have your cell phone number on file with your team, and you will get the text messages. And the text messages, they come out 7 days before your appointment and 2 days. We send it twice just in case to make sure that you're aware.
Don't check your text while you're driving.
No, please don't do that. And then also like to ask the veterans to make sure that their information, their demographics are updated with their teams. So if you're going in for an appointment coming up and you go up to the window to go talk to the person when you're checking in, or you go to the kiosk to check in, or you're on My Healthy Vet, please make sure that we have the right phone number and address for you. Many of the veterans I spoke to at the town halls, they were complaining about things like their prescriptions and not receiving the letters about their appointments. And we found out it was because we didn't have the right address. They moved and they didn't give us that update.
Oh, that.
So please, if you move or you change your phone number or whatever, just make sure that we have the right information for you. It's very helpful.
Are you going to have a town hall in this area in the near future?
Well, the next one we have coming up is Flagstaff. The one here in Prescott is going to be in June.
Okay, so we'll get some
hits. Actually, it's June 13th is the town hall in Prescott. June 13th at our theater, which is building 15, and that'll be at 3:30 p.m. on June 13th.
We're going to run out of time before we run out. We have so much information. And
well, the last one is at Mission Act. Anybody who's been paying Mission Act. Anybody who's been listening to the news has heard about the VA and Mission Act. It's a new way that the president and the secretary of VA were trying to provide better care for veterans. So we just want to get the word out that the Mission Act is coming and that we're going to be sharing information periodically on several different outlets to make sure the veterans understand what Mission Act is and what it means to their care and how it changes it and how the improvements that it's going to make with the care in the community and the access for our veterans.
Outstanding. All right. And again, 445-4860. Ask for Mary Dillinger or just say, who's that lady that does all the talking on the radio?
And if you want, I do have a direct line. If you are maybe not driving, please, if you're driving, don't worry about it. If you're not driving, you're sitting at home and you have a pen and notepad, I have a direct line, 717-7587. That's my direct line. You can call me anytime. Even if it's not about one of these items that I mentioned, even if it's just about VA,
anyway.
Please call me.
All right, Mary, thank you.
Thank you for having me as always, Chuck.
We look to see you again in the near future, and thank you for your service. Your daughter's service is now, she's now.
Yes, my AIT. Daughter, my daughter is at AIT. She is Army as well. Yes, my husband and I are very proud.
All right. All right, that's going to wrap up the first half of this program. We're going to talk about Arizona Downs opening up here pretty soon. And of course, Run for the Roses is going to be available at Arizona Downs this weekend. We'll tell you more about that with Ann McGovern. Right after these words, you are listening to the Thursday Roundtable, KQ&A, 1130 on the AM dial, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and around the world, KQ&A.com. Thanks, Mary.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Neighbor, new in town? Come over to Oliva's Mexican Restaurant for dinner tonight. Or how about lunch tomorrow? Hi, I'm Eileen, owner of Oliva's, inviting you to make Oliva's your neighborhood restaurant. This historic yellow A-frame dates back to the very first days of Prescott Valley. The old and the new were a perfect match, don't you think? Oliva's, off the frontage road in Prescott Valley between Robert Road and Navajo. Savor the flavor of Mexico at Oliva's.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. The Arizona House gives final approval to a bill raising the crime of animal cruelty from a Class 6 felony to a Class 5. The bill's focus is on offenders who abuse domestic animals, ensuring those convicted are sentenced to at least probation and get mental health treatment. That's not guaranteed under a Class 6 felony. Tucson Democrat Alma Hernandez, who's worked in an animal shelter, is among the bipartisan yes votes.
This, to me, is a bill that actually holds those accountable that have done disgusting things to animals, such as burn them, such as do tattoos on them, just for no reason.
But opposing lawmakers worry they could face charges if they kill a dog attacking their livestock. They also argue the bill puts a higher value on pets over children. The bill's Republican sponsor, Representative John Kavanaugh, denies both claims. House Bill 2671 now goes to Governor Doug Ducey. Sunny and warm days, chilly and clear nights into and through your KQ&A weather weekend. An overnight low with clear skies near 44, then highs near 75 tomorrow through Sunday, and much cooler by Tuesday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, chilling late tonight to a mostly clear 48, then more sunshine through the weekend with highs tomorrow near 85, Saturday and Sunday 80. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues on KQ&A.
With the popular
popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
We've got strength in numbers. Power Big Players Club.
Hi, I'm DJ Phone. You ever wonder why so many lottery jackpots are won by groups of coworkers? Well, group play gives you the most chances of winning, but not everyone has access to a group. Well, now you do. There's a lottery service here in Arizona called Power Pick. They've been pooling people together since 1995. You know, you can't win if you don't play, and Power Pick makes it easy to play. They do all the work. You just click a button. No trips to the store, no standing in line, just more tickets, more wins, winners, and your best odds of winning. PowerPick even has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Best of all, you can try PowerPick's lottery service for free. Just go to EZPooling.com and click on Free Lottery Pool. That's the letters EZPooling.com.
PowerPick Players Club.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Is it my turn? Bill Monroe's pointing at me. It must be my turn to talk. Ann McGovern's with. Hi, Ann.
Hi, how are you?
Ann is the general manager of Arizona Downs.
I am.
And you're opening up for race season, Memorial Day weekend, and a lot of things going on. But I want to start with this. Saturday is the Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby, and there's so much going on with that. I'll start with the fact that people can come out to the newly refurbished, and we'll talk all the beautiful new things that are going on there, but they can now wager on the Kentucky Derby right here in Yavapai County.
They can. Our entire building will be open. So not just our simulcasting room and our third floor beautiful restaurant, the second floor and first floors will be open as well.
And in the interest of explaining, Bob Baffert, I know. Bob Baffert used to run in Prescott.
He did.
He's from Nogales.
He is.
And he's had a couple Triple Crown winners.
He's had the last two.
There is. And so. He's got, what, two or three horses this
week? He's got three horses in this derby.
So, all right, I'm putting $2 on that, all right? All three.
I think that's a
safe
fair
bet.
Safe bet. Well, I'm not sure there are any safe bets, but no. Those are good. They've got, the odds will be good for
and
Bob.
I was reading, it's Omaha Beach was one of the favorites, and it dropped out.
Yeah. Omaha Beach was the heavy favorite,
yeah,
and
so
he scratched. So that leaves the race probably a little bit more competitive and a little bit more what we would call wide open. There's a lot more chance for some of these other horses that may have been overlooked.
So this is so exciting because it starts off kind of the summer race season for everybody in the United States as far as I'm concerned. But you have some special things going on at Arizona Downs, so I want to talk about that. So are you going to have fancy hats for people to wear?
I think that's one of the biggest things. That's the biggest promotion we've got that everyone is speaking about. You can come out, wear your fancy hat. It's not just for the ladies. We'll have a best hat contest, and we'll have a best dressed man's contest. So come out, spiff up, wear your racing gear, and come on out, and you'll be you'll have time to strut your stuff.
Now, I am saying that OTB, off-track betting, is this week. You've had it quite some number of years, weeks, months. But
we opened July 13th in 2018.
Yeah.
Opened our simulcast room, and it's been I mean, it's a beautiful room, very comfortable furniture, about, I don't know, 30 different TVs in there. Any race that's running, you can wager on.
Now, let me say again, because I have I've been here in this area long enough, I relate back to when racing was in Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I want to make clear to listeners who perhaps have not been to the racetracks, especially up here, it was a social event. It was not a bunch of people gambling away their mortgage money or their car payments. I think of, when I think about going to the racetrack, it's a social event where families get together. They have a good time. The kids go. I can remember taking my son there and say, okay, pick a horse and we'll put $2 on it. It was just fun. It was a social event. And so I hate to, you know, there is gambling involved, but it's not like, you know, the mafia's there or something like that.
No, not at all.
And you have made such an improvement in the food. You've got a brand new heat shield roof. Tell me all the good things about the physical facility of Arizona Downs.
Well, you're right. Racing is not what you always see in the movies. It's a very family-oriented event. The horses and the horsemen that are involved in owning these horses and training these horses, it's a lifestyle. And most of them have family and kids that grow up with racing all around them, and it's a family event, and that's one of the things that we want to concentrate on in Arizona Downs. We'll have a family fun zone where parents can bring their kids, and they can have a great view of the race. And if children, as they do, get a little bored with one thing, there'll be other activities to keep them occupied during the day.
Keep them safe.
But they'll get to see these beautiful animals, and, you know, the jockeys are really cool to be around, and it's just really a fun atmosphere. You're right.
It's professional sports right there.
It is, and it's right in your backyard, and unlike some professional sports, it's affordable. It'll be $2 general admission. Parking's free, $2 general admission to get in the building.
And you have plenty of parking, I might mention that.
We have lots of parking, we have lots of free seats, so you can bring your family in without breaking the wallet, as sometimes happens in other sports, and get to see some magnificent athletes, both horses and jockeys, compete.
I want to talk about some of the amenities in a minute, but I need to know about, you're going to run thoroughbreds and quarter horses.
We will. We'll run both breeds.
And where are these horses going to come from?
Well, I think that's one of the unique opportunities that Arizona in general, the state, has to develop the racing program. When Yavapai Downs closed, a lot of horsemen that stayed in Arizona and raced what we would call a circuit, Yavapai Downs, and then going to Turf Paradise, they were forced to go out of state to continue, you know, running their business.
To Ruidoso or someplace.
They went to California. They went to they went to New Mexico. Mm-hmm. They went to Colorado. Some went all the way to Minnesota. So now these horsemen and horse owners have a chance to stay in the state of Arizona. They can race in the summer at Arizona Downs, and then they can go back to Turf Paradise, and they can stay in the state. They don't have to uproot their families. Their kids can stay in the same schools. So I think there's a real advantage, besides being an entertainment value in Prescott Valley, or venue in Prescott Valley, to improve the sport of racing in Arizona by putting the circuit together.
And as I mentioned, Bob Baffert ran it in Prescott for years, and he is now one of the most successful horse trainers in the world.
He's a Hall of Fame trainer who started, as you said, in Nogales on his dad's farm.
Yeah.
And was a quarter horse jockey at one time and trained quarter horses in the beginning. And he moved to California, started training thoroughbreds, and has been successful for years. He's one of the most proficient and successful horsemen out there.
And nice guy.
Nice guy.
Yeah. Are you selling box seats or any type of reserve seating?
We are. We have tons of free seats, as I said earlier, mm-hmm. but we also have some spectacular views from our box seats that overlook the racetrack. It's so close to the track, you can hear the jockeys talking to each other.
Ooh.
So they're great seats, and they're boxes of six. We are selling them on a season basis, and there'll be some available for walk-ups the day of. And we also have season tables in our restaurant, which is enclosed and air-conditioned. The tables seat four, and you can buy those on a season basis as well, or make reservations and buy them day of as well.
Speaking of the restaurant.
Yes.
I've heard nothing but good things. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, fast food here, are we?
Now, our restaurant is what I would call an eclectic mix of traditional foods. There are some traditional foods with a bit of a spin on them. Have you heard about our Bloody Marys?
There was a picture of it on Facebook, and this Bloody Mary looked like a meal, a whole meal.
It is a meal.
And it had shrimp, and it had crab legs, and... I mean,
it's an amazing.
Came up with this.
It's a piece of art and an amazing drink. Chef Don is very, very creative, and his menu items from shrimp and grits to a breakfast pizza to the buffet has a lot of traditional fare on it, but you know, cheese blintzes, and there's a chili that we sell out of every weekend. So it's a great summer brunch, and there's three of them left. Because once we start racing, we'll go to a regular or a more racing-oriented menu. So we have three more Sunday brunches, and I'd suggest if you haven't been out to try them, you might want to. And we will have a brunch on steroids for Mother's Day.
Oh.
So that could be kind of fun, too.
Yeah. And it's a social event, folks.
It is.
But this Saturday, what time's post time in Arizona for the Kentucky Derby?
The Kentucky Derby's post time is 3:40.
Okay.
And their first race starts at 7 in the morning. So you have an all-day event to attend if you're looking for something fun to do.
And I suspect you'll have somebody there to kind of help people handicap.
We will. We have Ray Harris, who is the jockey agent for the jockey Russell Bays, who won the most amount of money in all of racing.
Mm.
Yes, he's a pretty impressive jockey, and Ray knows his stuff, and he will be there to help people take a look at the Derby and help them make selections that might have them cash a ticket.
There you go, folks.
Yep.
It's just a $2 bet or a daily double. You know, just have some fun. You don't have to break the bank. To have some family fun.
If you're new to racing, I'd suggest you remember the saying, show me the money. And that is, there's a win bet, a place bet, and a show bet. I would suggest trying a $2 show bet on the horse that you like.
So if it comes in third, you might get back $2.20. You might get back $3.
If the horse wins, you get paid if he wins, places, or shows.
Yeah.
If you bet a show bet.
Yeah. So even if it's a favorite, you still can come out ahead.
You still come ahead. And even if it's 10 cents, better than what you can get in the bank.
Just a tip from old Chuck here, okay? Bet the gray horse, all right? I'm just telling you right now. All right, we're going to take time out. Well, Ann's going, what? We'll be back with more of the Thursday Roundtable on KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and around the world, KQNA.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Once upon a time, Fred the Sage and Bob the Yucca watched a herd of deer eat their neighbor's garden.
Hey, Bob.
Said Fred.
It's a good thing we're native Arizona plants from Waters Garden Center.
Right, Fred.
Said Bob.
We can handle tough prescott dirt, hot sun, low water, and we look great in the garden.
You betcha, Bob.
Said Fred.
Hummingbirds and bees love us, but that deer sure doesn't.
Be like Fred and Bob. Go native at Waters Garden Center. Safe, natural, and organic.
Showers, dishes, laundry. What if you find yourself out of hot water? Well, that's where RED Plumbing comes in, and we'll get you back in hot water. RED Plumbing carries a huge selection of high-efficiency water heaters and recirculating systems backed by superior innovation. Gas, electric, or tankless water heaters. RED Plumbing has the right one for you. Give RED Plumbing a call today. 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or find us online at redplumbinginc.com.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
It's almost time for Arizona's third annual Ultimate Bagger and Custom Motorcycle Show and Concerts, hosted at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel in association with Night Owl Promotions. Saturday, May 18th, join us for a special night of music. Starting off the evening at 5 p.m. is the Born to Be Wild Tour, celebrating the music of Steppenwolf, followed by Atlanta Rhythm Section performing all their hits. This is an evening you won't want to miss. Head to CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com now for more information. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Hi. And hello, Ann. Thank you for joining us this Thursday. We have Ann McGovern in our lavish yet understated studios here, and we're talking about the opening weekend of Arizona Downs, which will be Memorial Day weekend, but the kind of fun event is this Saturday, the Kentucky Derby, and they'll have that you have simulcasting all the time.
We do, seven days
you know,
a week.
The Derby kind of is the
most prestigious, well-known race, most exciting 2 minutes in sports.
Yeah, that's exactly right, mm-hmm. and it's the Triple Crown is the Derby, Preakness, and Belmont.
Mm-hmm.
And so whoever wins the Kentucky Derby will then move on.
The only one that has an opportunity to win the Triple Crown.
Yeah, so you're going to see some real history this Saturday, and it's a chance to bring the whole family out and have a kind of a nice social event. It's a
very fun day,
enjoyable atmosphere.
We mentioned the hat contest and the best dressed man contest, but we'll have a handicapping seminar. We'll have we have some food specials that are geared towards the Kentucky Derby.
You'd have a mint julep.
We'll have mint juleps and a Kentucky hot brown sandwich, which I believe is an open-faced turkey sandwich, but it's a tradition in Kentucky. And of course, yes, the mint juleps.
it's this perfect way to kind of anticipate the summer season up here, where you have professional racing at Arizona Downs. And Ann, you must be so busy with getting everything ready.
Well, I have a really good group of people that are doing all the hard work. But yeah, it's any new business is hard to get up and going, and we've been very fortunate to be able to find some great, great employees.
Well, one of the things I want to remind people, a racehorse is pretty expensive piece of...
They can be, but it's...
But, I mean, we're talking about thousands of dollars and up.
Not always, but the expense is... It's like a lot of hobbies, the expense isn't the starting, it's the keeping it going.
Yeah.
So not only do you have to buy the horse, you have to feed them.
Train it.
And you have to train the horse, and you have to put new shoes on him every 4 weeks, and he's going to get special veterinary care. And
the reason I say all that is because you have brought in a world-class gentleman to make sure that the track itself is in tip-top condition.
Absolutely. Dennis Moore is renovating the racetrack for us. It's sat unused for almost 10 years.
Yeah.
And there is a bit of a science to putting together a racetrack, the type of soil that's in there, and it's a mix of sand, silt, and clay, and the horse compaction when their hooves hit the ground and the banking of the turns. There's a definite science to that, and Dennis is absolutely the best in the business.
So for people who are concerned about the well-being of these horses, they're bred to run. Most of them.
They are.
And they're going to be running in a safe condition, on a good track, in a good environment, and it's going to be good fun. And I can't emphasize enough the fact that the jockeys that you're going to have up here are world-class athletes.
Jockeys are amazing athletes. They're, pound for pound, I've been told, they are the strongest athletes in the world. I'm not I don't know where I heard that, but I've heard that many times.
Well, if you watch them run around the racetrack and hold on to...
These horses are about 1,000 pounds, and for anybody, any size, to control a 1,000-pound animal, you have to be pretty strong.
It's. I'm really looking forward. This is going to be...
Well, I'm excited that you're excited. Yeah, I hope
it's
everybody
a fun
else
summer,
is too.
And to me, it's a fun, social... It can be neighborhoods getting together and going out there,
lots
families.
Of groups, group events, a lot of, as you said, neighborhoods, family reunions. We can host bachelor parties during racing. There's all kinds of fun events.
Yeah, so contact Ann or somebody.
You can call our main number. It's 928-227-1996.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. 277. I'm sorry.
All right. You're going to start. All right. We'll try that again. Your phone number is?
928-277-1996.
Okay. We got that. And this weekend, Kentucky Derby, post time just after 3 o'clock. But what time do you open up the gates?
We'll be open for simulcasting early, 8 o'clock in the morning.
8 in the morning.
But
okay.
The festivities all start around 11.
All right. Good food, good fun, good horse racing.
Barbershop quartets.
And good entertainment.
Yeah. Female barbershop quartet.
We look forward to having you back on here again.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
You're going to stay busy, but I know we're going to have some fun.
We will.
That's going to wrap things up for this edition of the Thursday Roundtable. We will see you next week. Have a good day. Drive hands free. This is KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, and in Cottonwood, and around the world in other great cities on KQ&A.com. Bye.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson and Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad City. 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.